Once upon a time there was a girl named Betty. Betty had a fish tank in her room, a little fish tank with four sides to it and a little golden fish swimming in the water there. And some days Betty would come home from school and just look at her fish swimming round and round and round and round, but she never thought to ask the fish how her day had been. Until one day she came back from school and she said to the fish, "So how was your day today?" And the fish, as if she'd been waiting for someone to ask her, said, "Oh, I'm so bored." "Bored?" said Betty. "Why are you bored?" "Well," said the fish, "it's the same four walls, round and round and round. I can't believe how boring this is. I need more adventure." "Oh," said Betty, very concerned. She said, "Well, do you know, my mummy has a lake in the garden. I could put you in there and you'd have a lot more interesting things to look at, and you could play around in there for all you're worth." Well, the fish liked this idea very, very much, and so Betty scooped her up in a little cup and took her outside into the garden and poured her into the lake. And now, why, the fish could swim about and swim about and never see the same thing twice for a long time. She could swim among reeds. She could go visit the frogs spawning in one corner of the lake. She could swim down to the muddy depths and up to where the lily pads were floating on the surface. It was quite an adventure. And every day Betty would come home from school and ask the fish how she'd been. And she'd hear some new episode in the fish's latest discovery of the garden pond. But one day, Betty came home from school and she found the fish just floating rather morosely in one corner of the pond. "How was your day then?" said Betty.
"Oh, I don't know," said the fish.
"You don't know?" said Betty. "You didn't have any adventures today?"
"Oh," said the fish, "I've seen it all before. I know this lake like the back of my flippers. I've seen everything there is to see here. I go round and I go round, and it's the same old sights."
Well, Betty was very concerned to hear this, and she thought a while, and then she said, "Do you know what? Not far from here, there's a lake. I could bring you to the lake, and I swear you'd have so many new things to see, you'd never grow tired of the place." Well, the fish immediately became very agitated and excited and wanted to go straight away. So Betty got a cup, scooped out the fish, and ran all the way up the road to the lake and put the fish in. Well, there was so much to see and so much to do that for weeks and weeks Betty would come home from school and ask the fish how things had been. And the fish was always there at the same spot to tell Betty all of the adventures that she'd had that day, all of the things that she'd seen, all of the new sights she'd discovered. Why, it seemed like there was no end of adventures to be had in that lake. But one day, just the same thing happened. Betty came home from school to find the fish just floating in one spot, looking ever so tired and morose and bored. "What's wrong?" said Betty. "Are you okay?"
"Yeah," said the fish. "I'm okay. I'm just bored."
"Bored?" said Betty. "How could you be bored? This lake is..."
"I know," said the fish. "It's just I've seen it all now. I've seen every corner, and now everywhere I go, I just see something that I've seen before. Oh, I want to see something more than this."
Why, Betty, although she didn't really want to think this way, she knew there was just one place left where she could take her fish. but a place so big and so vast that she knew she might never see her little fish again. She said, "Listen, there is the sea, and it's not far from here. I could go there on my bike with you. And the sea, why, the sea is so vast that you might swim and swim and never see the end of it. To be honest, I'm worried that I'll never see you again. That's how vast it is." "Oh, take me," said the fish. "Take me there at once. I want to see it." And so Betty, feeling a little sad, she scooped up the fish in a little bag, and she tied up the bag and put the bag in her pocket, and she cycled away off to the sea. When they got there, Betty emptied that little bag into the water, and what do you know? The fish was off, swimming and swimming and swimming away. And it seemed like there was no end to the amount of adventures that could be had there. No end to the places the fish could go. And sure enough, every day Betty would cycle to the sea and find that the fish was nowhere to be seen. She'd stand on the seashore and she'd call for her fish, but occasionally a crab might look at her quizzically, but no fish would return. For many months she went there with no luck whatsoever, until after a time, why, she just gave up on her fish. She went back to her garden, back to her house, and she almost forgot about her. However, one day she was coming back from school, and it was like her toes were itching to get on her bike. So she got on her bike and she rode around, but it was like her hands were trembling, steering her towards the sea. And without knowing quite what she was doing, she was pedalling hell for leather off to the seashore, and when she got there, she threw her bike down and ran straight to the water. And what did she see there? But bobbing near the surface of the water, there were 5 little golden fish. And they looked for all the world like the little fish that the girl had seen swim away from the beach so long ago. One of the little fish poked its little head out of the water and said, "Are you Betty?" Betty almost fell over. She said, "Yes, I'm Betty." "So we've found you," said the little fish. And the other 4 fish, they all chimed in too. "We found you!" Well, Betty was so astonished, and she asked them who they were, and it turned out that they were the daughters of the fish that she'd set free so long ago. And when she heard their mother's story, why, she was quite amazed. Their mother had swam and swam through the ocean, going from one adventure to the other, never seeing the same thing twice, and discovering that this was indeed a larger world than she might ever have imagined. However, after travelling far and wide and seeing more marvels than she ever thought possible, why, the little fish began to long to return to Betty. Long to return to Betty's little bedroom, where everything was so cosy, where everything was so nice, where Betty was waiting every day to ask you how your day had been. And she longed and she longed for Betty's room. She longed and she longed, but she was so far from home. But even though she turned right around and began swimming her way back, she was too far from home to make it. And by now she had 5 little daughters that she'd born and that swam with her. And when she realized that she wouldn't see Betty's bedroom again, she told all her daughters to be sure to find her once more, to swim and swim until they made it back to Betty's bedroom. "And so here we are," said the fish. "We found you!" But, said Betty, your mother didn't like being in my bedroom. She wanted a bigger place, so I took her to the...
We know, said the fishes. We heard all the stories. In fact, our mother told us all the adventures she ever had.
But you still want to come back to my bedroom? Said Betty.
Oh, yes, said the fishes. We want that more than anything.
So Betty took a little bag and she scooped up the five little fishes, the little daughters of her old goldfish, and she took them back home with her. And the fish tank, why, the fish tank was up in the attic and was gathering dust up there. So Betty had to get it down and blow all the dust off and put fresh, clean water inside. And in went the fishes. And they were so happy, it seemed, to be back in that tank that their mother had told them about, that they swam this way and that way and laughed as they swam. And every day when Betty came home from school, she'd ask them, how had their day been? And they'd say, oh, we swam around and around and around and around. But wasn't it boring? Said Betty. Your mother said it was. No, said the fishes. It wasn't boring. Because as we swam, we told each other stories. We told each other the stories that our mother had told to us. The stories that our mother had told to us of all the adventures that she'd ever had. And as we swam around and around, why, we listened to one story after another and looked forward to when you might come home from school and we might tell them to you. And so Betty sat down and she put down her bag and she sat and she listened, and the fish told her stories. They told her stories of everything that their mother had seen and told them. They told her stories of everything that they'd found swimming down there in the ocean. And Betty would listen, and sometimes she'd laugh, and sometimes she'd cry. And in the end, she was ever so glad that she'd set her fish free, and ever so amazed at what had come back to her.